G'day to you, David.
How are you going?
It's going to be a really good one. Get out and about, chance to present what should be a terrific game of footy. You need to win this one, David. I guess I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
No, obviously wins would be good, but you know, the way we've been playing, we've been competitive, just had little lapses in most games. So if we can iron that out, we think we've been going pretty well in most other areas.
I suggest you might have guessed this question may have been coming, but we've had a number of text messages about it, and I think Clayo Forestfield sums it up best. I thought Connor Blakely would be the obvious choice to replace Fife. Having said that, I also think he's in our best 22. Why can't he get a game? David?
That's a good question. just with the balance of our midfield, obviously playing Michael Walters a bit more through there. Obviously, Caleb Sarong got exposed last week. Just making sure the balance of our inside and outside midfielders is strong. So Connor's been talking to JL about the specific stuff he needs to work on. And last week he took a step forward, but just making sure that consistency week in, week out for Connor is there. And then I'm sure he'll be pushing for selection the next couple of weeks.
David, Mark Duffield, thanks for joining us this morning. This afternoon, where you are. when we see a natural ball winner like Connor and he's not in a team's nominal best 22, we often assume it's to do with something that happens when you don't have the ball. Is it a case of he needs to work on the defensive side of his game? Is it a case of a structural thing around stoppage? What are you looking at him to work on?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, probably. Obviously, his ability to attract the ball is strong. Probably his ability to be clean and exit those stoppages. And then obviously, the defensive side is something as well we can work on. But that's something all mids can work on to some degree. I think it's just making sure we get exposure for the right guys through that midfield mix with obviously Chera and Tucker and Brayshaw and Dave Mundy and Walters. You know, we've got an abundance of those guys to play the midfield position. So it's just finding the time to make sure we can squeeze them all in. And obviously, we brought Caleb in last week as well, who's a natural ball hunter as well. So just it's more about just making sure we get the balance right and for Connor to keep working on the things that he's been prescribed to work on.
You're going tall with Tabana, Lobb and Darcy all playing.
Yep.
Is that a bit of a gamble, or do you think you've got the right mix with all those players in the team?
No, we think, judging by the conditions up here and being a 1 o'clock game, they've all got different strengths that they bring to the table. Obviously, Lobb and Tavern are that more standard deliver forward, and Hogan's probably that. His strength is probably his movement and his ability to come at the ball. He's probably not as strong as the other two on that standard deliver. So, and Darcy, obviously, to come back in and give us that aggression around the contest. So we're happy with the mix-up forward. And obviously, Sturt coming back in as well gives us a balance of speed in that front half.
Fremantle forwards coach David Hale with us on Sports Talk. Mick Malthouse is with us across in Victoria. Mick.
Yes, David. Good morning. Just in regard to how patient or how long can you actually play Hogan before he starts to produce? And also, just talking about Brayshaw, he's a player that just seems to be treading water. He hasn't exploded like everyone thought he would. Is it last year's efforts? And I know his brother with Melbourne's the same. He's sort of like hit a plateau. And I was also going to say, the mindset without your captain. So what are the boys like, and do they need him out there? I know everyone does need their captain, but are they a sort of side that will be looking for that leadership?
Multiple questions there, Mick. So I'll start with the Hogan one. Last week, we thought he was pretty good. I think he had 9 marks, 4 contested, covered plenty of ground, got to plenty of contests, which is what you want from your key forward. So we think he's building pretty nicely. Leadership without Fife, I think the young guys are excited for the challenge. Obviously, there's space in that midfield time, like we spoke about with the exposure for those young guys, with Chera and Tucker and Brayshaw to take a bit more of the responsibility in there to get the job done. And Andy's in a similar boat to like I spoke about. We probably haven't locked him into a set position, which is, you know, may have influenced his ability to impact on the game. So trying to get him locked into whether it's a mid position or a wing position, probably similar to his brother in a way, trying to fit six or seven mids into 3 spots on the ground is sometimes a challenge. So. And as you know, as a midfielder, you try and get that 5 or 6 minutes where you get the feel of the game so you can impact. So getting flicked from inside to out, sometimes has an influence on your ability to stay involved. So, no, Andy's been trucking along the right, just trying to find the balance, like we said, of those guys through that midfield position.
And just finally, it's two players. One in particular just never he never seems to be able to maintain his level of consistency. And yet, when he's up and about, he's one of your a player that you had Ballantyne there for a number of years, who would pop up and kick that goal. And I'm talking about Matera. Just doesn't seem to be able to hold that level of concentration come form. And the other player is Young, quite exciting player. You must be really happy the way he's growing as a player.
Yeah, we're really excited about Young. His impact on the game in the first half last week was first class, and everything he shows in training and even his vision from under 18 says he's going to be a good player for us for a long time. So he'll grow in confidence as he gets more game time. But we're wrapped with his development so far. And Matera is a little bit unlucky with all our small forwards. Unfortunately, our ability to get the ball forward half the ground last week with only 30 inside 50s was pretty low. So, as you know, in that position, Mick, the small forwards dine out on little opportunities and chances. So, his ability to take the most of his little opportunities and his pressure and ability to get around the ball is something that all our small forwards are hoping for. And defensively, we just think he can continue to add to his game. And that position isn't locked in, definitely going forward for all our smalls at that part of the ground.
David, have you given any thought to playing James Aish more as an inside mid as opposed to on the wing? We saw him in the preseason against Carlton in particular, I reckon, do a really good job for you in there when Nathan Fyfe wasn't playing. And just as an add-on to that, a second one before we let you go, do you need your defenders to take the game on a little bit more and get a little bit more bounce out of the back? We saw Young do it for half a game last week, and you really got good outcomes from that. You've got Wilson, you've got Stephen Hill back there as well. Do you need them to run and rebound and bounce a little bit more than they have been doing?
Yeah, ideally. We think we've got that's probably been an Achilles heel for us for the last few years, our disposal and efficiency from the back half. But adding Hayden Young in, who's a great kick, Stephen Hill coming back, who's a beautiful kick, and Wilson and Luke Ryan is also a good kick. That balance coming out of the back half we think is pretty good. So definitely, we want to take the game on a bit more and encourage those guys to run and carry and break the lines. And, when Wilson's playing his best footy, he's getting the overlap handballs and pumping the ball inside 50. So that's definitely something we're looking forward for those guys to do more often. What was the first part of the question?
Aish, as an inside mid.
Aish. Yeah, it's like I said to you, it's just trying to find even what we spoke about with Connor. We've got our list is probably has a bias towards, that part of the ground in terms of the players we've got to go through there. So he's shown he can do it, but he's also got the good balance of being able to play outside. And also, obviously, coming from Collingwood, he played a lot at halfback. So, we really like his composure and his ability to hit targets from inside to out. So it's definitely something we've spoken about. Like I said, it's just a continuing battle trying to get the right mix through there for us at the moment.
He just looks like a guy who's got a clear mind and clean hands, which to me seems pretty valuable around stoppages and guys that don't fumble and can get the ball out of congestion into space and into teammates' hands are pretty valuable. He looks like a guy who'd be able to do that.
Yeah, guys that are clean stand out, and that's the difference between good teams and bad teams. That's the thing we talk about, especially with my small forwards. The chances you get, you have to be clean to capitalise. And that's what Caleb Sarong probably brings to the team. He's so clean. He's one of the cleanest we've had since Lockie Neal, I'd say. So, it's definitely a component of, playing footy at the elite level that has to be strong.
80 million potential members watching on. David, take the purple to the Americans. Good luck with it all.
Thanks, guys.